B-Pod Studios.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
The chowder heads are melting down, and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Pompous mountains in Maine.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
We're living inside the dome.
I see you at my job.
Bastion.
You're carrying yourself so well. I made myself a promise.
Hear ye, hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England.
There's a lot of, like, weird Jewish stuff going on.
What was that about, after
right,
all?
There was, like, the guy in
Jesus.
There was the guy down in Carolina who was like, I don't know who this Rich Shirtleave guy thinks he is. Convincing people that he actually lived down south, because there's no way he did. I've done research.
All right,
and no way that anybody named Shirtleave ever lived down here. Like, what?
It's like weird. It's like, why? Like, is,
what's
why
wrong
is
with you
the,
people?
It's like, since when does everyone hate Jewish people, like, again?
It's funny because I'm not even Jewish. And second of all, it's just like they've, like, two different cities. You're right, Fred. It's like Carolina, like, threw that out at me, and even Kansas City. That was really weird.
But it's like, people still hate Jewish people?
I mean, that,
when did this all come back?
They all congregate in the North, too, apparently. They're all from New England. It's unbelievable.
Just everywhere you look.
Liberal Jews.
Can't swing a stick without hitting one up here.
Liberal Jews is what I'm saying. All right.
Fred, it happens all over the time.
I got to ask you this. Okay. So the guy in Carolina, guess what he's building right now?
Okay, are you talking about the guy in Carolina
who wants to fight me?
Who said he wanted to fight you, which is amazing.
Guess what he's building right now? He's building something. Really think. What's the corniest thing?
Oh, like a bunker? Like an underground bunker? Because he thinks that the communists are coming?
No. Just like,
no,
so
it has
like,
to do it. It has to honor the Carolina Hurricanes in some way.
Like a man cave?
Oh! Wow!
Oh yeah!
He calls it that too.
Like I got it. I got like I looked at my tweets yesterday, and it was like, you know, Fred Sox, and it hashtagged him. So I wanted to see what he's up to, and he's got these building projects going. He's like, just playing around, staining some wood for the hashtag man cave.
Is he got a sign that says popsicles on it?
Well, listen, if he was anything like Dan Patrick, he would. All right, so Bernie Michalis was a good columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, but like so many people who've tried, not good on the radio. So they know that we do these Boston drunken recaps. And is this first one them talking about the recaps?
No, because I want to kind of just set the table and show you the way I ventured into the show.
Okay.
And that was, I was sent from Mike some audio that he had found, like from one of their podcasts, and I clicked on the wrong link, and it ended up just being not even about like our show. It was just them talking like a normal break. And right. I just kind of want you to, as if you just dropped out of the
claws, and I, you dirty dog, you. Miss Mick was like, wah, all this pizza talk. We got to get ourselves a pizza Saturday night. Cut loose. Slice of life. Miss Bernie.
Love that.
Maybe some Cioppino somehow.
Can you hear him heavy breathing?
He's like salivating.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's not going to eat pizza like directly after the show. Save it for Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Maybe some Cioppino somehow, too.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, we have fun.
Thanks.
Anywho.
Enough of this pizza talk.
He didn't even, like, get to it. He was just like, yeah, talking maybe some Cioppinos. Nah, I don't know.
What do you want to do? You want to go mic drops right away?
Yeah, let's hear some mic drops
all
here.
Right, cool.
I think we should hear from Matt first. I know we're getting a little tired of St. Louisans trying to do Boston accent, but
Mic drop is to my recollection.
Mm-hmm.
is a line that you call into.
Yeah, and you like it's like the you
the
say you speak
Weiner
piece.
Line.
It's like the
Weiner,
or the, as we used to have the what in the Dickens line.
Yeah, this is the what
you guys did.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Oh well, I mean,
I had no idea.
It was a complete. We were just making fun of the Weiner line.
Yeah,
and we had the what in the Dickens line.
Yeah,
which had like one of the greatest intros of all time, which I'll try to find while you play this clip.
All right, so here is the. These are people from St. Louis, the good people of St. Louis, calling in and doing a little comedy.
I think we should hear from Matt first. I know we're getting a little tired of St. Louis and trying to do Boston accent, but Matt's fired up.
Okay.
This is a good mic drop.
Gloria, baby. The playing Gloria at the Garden. At the Garden, we beat you at the Garden. We met you at the Garden. We beat you at the Garden. The Bruins. The Bruins. Are you kidding me? The Bruins. Of course we beat the Bruins. We're the St. Louis Blues, baby. Meet me at the Arch. Meet me at the Arch. The Bruins look tired. Somebody get them the Dunkin' coffee. Somebody get them a cup of water. Meet me at the Arch. Get you a bagel from the Bread Co. Get it sliced.
Meet me at the where?
Meet me at the Yards? The bagel from the Bread Co?
What the hell is
going
on?
Are we known for our bread coast?
Is it like the Harvard Yard thing?
Get in the right universe. My God.
This is every station does this. Whenever there's any kind of playoff game, I mean, even Kansas City did that.
Like, why are you like cutting on Dunkin' Donuts? There's so many, again, every city has so much crap to make fun of, and they all concentrate on soup, and now Dunkin' Donuts?
Right, chowder, baked beans.
Like, you know what? There's a lot of Dunkin' Donuts over there, you dirty dogs. Take that, Boston.
Wait, I found it.
Okay, here.
The intro to the what in the Dickens line?
Hey, you knucklehead.
What?
You got something to say?
Yeah.
What's in here? It's the Toucher and Rich what in the Dickens line.
What in the Dickens?
Dickens.
Call 617-789-0 and yip your yapper.
That was the line.
we should do.
What's up?
What's that?
I was going to say real quick. They call it the Bread Co. It is the original Panera, started in St. Louis.
I see,
but they won't refer to it as Panera. It's called the St. Louis Bread Company.
Well, that's a long way to go for
and
that.
They slice their bagels like. Like toast, like a loaf of bread.
No, I think that was like something that went viral. That's
crazy.
Not true. I don't think that was real. I think somebody was like, it was a joke.
Oh, guy brought stuff into work.
Yeah. He said he kind of
okay.
I think that ended up not being true. But I think later on in the show, because they're going to listen to our show and try to get some audio, maybe we should open up the what in the Dickens line and let our listeners give them some material.
Okay. That's a good idea.
What do you say?
All right.
We just, and you know what? So they wouldn't even look. Maybe we could just have like Mike send them the audio. It's like, oh boy, shots fired. You're not going to like this. And send them the what in the Dickens line.
All right.
Maybe we should do that.
All right. Here's more.
Get you a bagel from the Bread Co. Get it sliced up like we sliced you up in game two. Let's go Blues, Blues in six, baby.
Okay, so that is kind of just where you are, like, landing when you're listening to the show.
Wow.
This is kind of just whetting your appetite for when they eventually end up talking about our station.
Okay.
And talking about the Bruins fans in general. Okay,
right,
let's get to it.
The Red Sox won a record number of games last year, and this station used to do a segment in the middle of that season talking about that team, record-setting team, called the Wheel of Gutless Bums.
Oh,
the
great.
Wheel of Gutless
And they would update
bums.
It every day. They'd spin a wheel and they would, which gutless bum are we talking about today?
In the show, I think we're gonna rebrand our show. I think we're gonna get like real like nasty for no reason.
Yeah.
Wheel
of Gutless Bums is the meanest thing I've ever heard about.
Yeah. Anyway,
you haven't heard anything mean ever then.
Well, Jesus.
Well, aren't you the lady on the show?
Sheltered life you lead. Good for you.
Thank God you're on the show to wave your finger at anything funny. That's not our bit, by the way.
No, that's Jim Murray's.
Yeah.
No,
that's not our bit. We don't do the Wheel of Gutless Bums.
But it's too mean for our show.
No.
Anyway, the reason this is funny, the Freeze Pops, they do a thing, 98.5, the Sports Hub, they do a thing where they send...
Right, two things there. I love when you explain the reason this is funny. And then B, they have a guy on the station called Freeze Pops.
He used to work here.
Well, oh, great.
He was
well,
to, used to
did
work
he call
here.
Himself Freeze Pops.
That was his nickname. Yes.
Oh, well, that's stupid. All right, here we go.
Anyway, the reason this is funny, the Freeze Pops, they do a thing. 98.5, the Sports Hub, they do a thing where they send a producer out to TD Garden,
mm-hmm.
and basically to get comments from drunken fans.
Right. So, you know, a lot of people watch SportsCenter for post-game analysis. They go right to the source, the people that were at the game enjoying themselves. So
let's start to hear these. I'm looking forward to
it. Well, we got some production we're going to hit first.
My bad.
And coming out of the production, we'll hear from the fans.
My bad.
It's time for a listen behind enemy lines. Brought to you by
the U.S. Army. Warriors wanted.
Behind so enemy lines. I get it.
So they're using our content and sponsoring it?
They sponsored our content. I should have paid for
it. I want a cut.
Give me a check.
Yeah, we just played one of your ads. Listen, the Army's got to pay money like anyone else. They don't do that for free.
Nick's over there like, hey, this is my audio.
Yeah. Bring some cheddar over this way. I mean, they should have to pay for the audio if they're going to sponsor it.
All right. Drunk. So what do we call this? Drunken.
This is what they call drunken recap.
Drunken recap. Here's number one.
I'm fired up. We're going for the f*** up. Let's go. Bleep that out. Let's go. I can't wait. Wow. Bennington sucks. Bennington sucks.
My comment, Michelle, simply stated, raised by orangutans. Let's go to the next one.
Wow. All right.
Stuck the landing there.
Okay.
Did they put in any stuff when I'm making fun of Nick's heart condition?
No. They edited all that out.
Nice if people knew in St. Louis how sickly Nicholas was.
Bruins in five. This Blues team stinks.
Give me your closing thoughts.
Charlie Coyle. No, none other than Charlie Coyle. He's from Weymouth. He's a local guy, and he plays his damn balls off. I swear to God, he's the king of the South, and he plays his damn balls off.
South Shore.
My comment, simply, never been with a woman. Next.
My comment, about to speak, parents' basement.
Fred, we should have played bingo.
Yeah.
We should have played bingo
before. Says parents' basement.
Let's let it roll.
Yeah. This guy is really something else. God, stupid radio. Ugh. And the funny thing is, what are these guys even saying? They're just going, hey,
yeah,
they suck.
Yeah, right. They suck. We're fans.
Yeah, like, raised by orangutan. Try to not.
If I throw that line.
You're throwing a line there, sir.
If you could say anything to the Boston Bruins, what would it be? Yeah!
I can't do it. You just have to do all the commentary.
Of course you can't do it. You're only there to react negatively whenever there's something funny happens. I can't do it. No kidding.
Her name's CK. It's Comedy Killer.
Yeah. I can't do it. No, really? I thought you really had something to add there.
Dan said she's the fun sponge.
Yeah.
Just anything that's like...
Guys,
stop. Come on.
That's mean.
Don't go there. I know things are about to get interesting for the first time on the show in a long time, but don't go there.
I don't
suppress any feelings of anything exciting.
That was so out of control. I don't even know what to say. Good job. Well, that's your job on the radio. Is to just not react to something. Something as vile as a guy swearing. I just don't know what to say. Because I'm a no talent.
If you could say anything to the Boston Bruins, what would it be? Yeah!
I can't do it. You just have to do all the commentary. These all just remind me of like young frat guys who live in their mom's basement.
Oh, Freddie G! Yeah.
If I'm in a frat, why am I living in my mom's basement?
It's a great point. I don't know many fraternities that are actually in their mom's basement.
Maybe there's like lambdas in someone's basement.
Yeah. Can't you just picture all these guys hungover today screaming, Ma, the meatloaf? You know?
I know.
Should we give them what they want?
I don't know. Let's give it a little time.
Hey, you, knucklehead! You got something to say?
Yeah.
Let's say it here!
It's the Toucher and Rich One the Dickens line!
What the Dickens?
Call 617-7800
and yip your yapper!
All right, so we got a break.
You got your best St. Louis accent? Love to hear it right here.
All right.
I don't want to go there. Don't make it a little too naughty.
Can you picture these guys waking up and going, Ma, meatloaf? All right. For breakfast, no less. All right, we will be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Sports Hub. Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Raptors, in the franchise's first appearance in the NBA Finals, get the victory here in Game 1. You saw some talking there between Drake and Draymond Green. The excitement in this building and outside throughout the city off the charts. And the Raptors respond. Pascal Siakam, 32 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And I love Golden State. And I think that Drake is a giant, giant nerd. And did you know he has Durant and Curry's numbers tattooed on his arm?
He does, and he was wearing an armband yesterday to cover it up. I had no idea until yesterday that that was the case.
That's so cool that he did that.
That is very strange.
Yeah, like he's just like, I like these guys that are my age.
I mean, but that was like within the last like 3 years because it's with Durant on the team. I mean, that's weird.
He likes Kevin Durant, who's probably younger than him. Drake is a huge nerd, and when in everything he does on the sidelines is the nerdiest stuff in the world. Like, he's just, I showed Rich this thing, but it's true. He's just like, I love basketball. Hoops. I love basketball. And he's like running around going, basketball.
See, I can't figure out who I'm rooting for in this because I want Golden State to lose because they've become villains to me. I like Draymond Green. He's
Iguodala? Because Iguodala threw himself into Drake.
That was pretty funny.
He deliberately.
And I've always liked Iguodala, but last night that was cool.
Iguodala ran. He tried to make a play. He could have stopped easily. And he boom. Ran and flung his body as hard as he could.
Just missed him. Yeah, just missed him. I'm rooting like hell for Golden State.
And then Drake.
Kidding me?
And then Drake like looks scared. Like he looks like he's afraid.
I don't know. Kawhi Leonard wins a championship at Toronto. It just throws a complete turn in the punch bowl. Because then it's like, what do you do if you're the Raptors? Because everyone knew that he was going to leave and, you know, go to like, you know, either the Clippers or some other team. And if he wins a championship there, like, can you leave?
Sure you can.
I don't know.
Why can't you?
Because it just seems like at that point, it's like,
no,
well,
you've done all you came to do. You won.
Okay,
now you can leave and make a lot of money where you can get a good exchange rate.
All right. I mean, so yesterday was, as you were mentioning, Fred, was very interesting. I mean, the Raptors win 118-109, and you would have thought it would have been Kawhi Leonard who was the guy that made him win, but it wasn't. It was Pascal Siakam, and he was phenomenal. He drained like 11 consecutive shots at one point, 32 points. But as Gary Washburn noted last night on Twitter, Siakam was drafted 11 picks after Gershon Yabusele.
Yeah.
Which, of course, once again, makes you want to punch yourself in the face when you see the kind of performance that he had yesterday. Well, after the game, Drake was, of course, jawing off, and Draymond Green and him had a few words, and it looked like he was saying something like, "You're trash. Your team is trash," he was saying to Draymond Green. Well, after the game, Draymond Green was doing his post-game press conference, and this was asked.
Talk a little bit about that post-game scuffle between you and Drake.
You got a question about basketball? It wasn't really a scuffle because I didn't hit him and he didn't hit me, or I didn't push him and he didn't push me. We talked. We barked a little bit, but I wouldn't necessarily consider that a scuffle. Not really what I personally would consider a scuffle.
Well, if I would give anything for Drake to touch Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah.
To touch him in any way, shape, or form.
And Draymond will go nuts. He'll just
Draymond
gets
so suspended.
Fists.
Oh, yeah. He'll hit him. That would be the funniest thing in the world. I love basketball. I'm a part of the team. Basketball, basketball, basketball. Draymond. Hey, Draymond, you stink. And then Draymond just goes, oh, yeah? Bam! And just lays him out.
But you don't think that, like, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, they haven't become intolerable. Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant, just the most thin-skinned person on the planet.
Why is Steph Curry intolerable?
Yeah, I love Steph Curry.
See, Steph Curry's a whiner. And it was like the last couple of finals that he did. He's great.
Why is he? He's a whiner?
Oh, yeah. He's a baby. Throws his mouthpieces and bitches to the refs.
That's right, because no star player does that.
Throws his mouthpiece? No, that's disgusting. I can't think of another player that's done that.
Okay. Throws that. I'm just talking about whining and complaining. Every star player who's used to getting star calls complains when they don't get one.
Mm-mm.
Every single one.
Nope.
Really?
Yep. Dwayne Wade never did that. Paul Pierce never did that.
Okay. All right.
Jesus. Pierce was a prop comic.
Fred, I'm obviously
I understand
being
that
sarcastic.
You're joking. Yes.
But I hate him.
How can you hate Steph Curry?
You can hate Draymond all you want.
Curry has become a baby. He's become a baby. No,
fine,
but
the way he plays the game is fascinating.
It's not, Fred. I hate LeBron James, but I concede that he's one of the greatest players on the planet.
You can't put Curry and LeBron in the same sentence.
LeBron's a physical freak. The way Curry gets off shots,
you can be a great
miraculous.
Player, but I can hate you as a person.
I understand that. Well, I don't know why you'd hate
Steph
Curry.
Then why does anybody hate Tom Brady, Fred?
Because he's annoying.
Oh, exactly. Fred, you and me, we're talking the same language here.
And his fanboys are intolerable.
Fred, but he's the greatest player on the planet.
No, but I'm not.
You can hate somebody.
Here's what I'm saying.
But love their game.
Okay, I
love Tom Brady either way. I've got TB12 clients, hopefully one
day. Yeah, right. He's a real winner. So,
what are you, knocking Tom Brady as being a winner?
I mean,
yeah,
with the
Fred.
TB12 stuff.
Okay, well, that's fair. You can make fun of that.
Yeah.
Although
I can make fun of Tom Brady all I want.
There is one of those clinics opening up down the street from me, and there's part of me that just wants to do like a 3-month trial to see what it's like.
Oh, good. You got $20,000.
Well, I mean, if it's utterly ridiculous, but if it's a little more expensive, it might be worth it just to know. Just
sure.
to know what goes. It's the same way that I went and became a Scientologist for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just to know what it was like. And they'd say, hey, you were into rock and roll? Billy Sheehan, Mr. Big.
That's right.
Scientology's for you.
If you like a bass solo, I mean, this is for you. But, well, fine. I'm with Wallach. And I hate everybody.
You don't hate Kevin Durant?
No, I don't like Kevin Durant.
Because there's no one on the Raptors that you can dislike.
I'm fine with you hating Draymond Green. I understand.
No, I like
I'm
Draymond Green.
I'm fine with you hating Kevin Durant.
I
understand.
Hate Kevin Durant.
I just don't get Steph Curry at all. Out of all the players on that team.
You don't think that Draymond Green is A, funny, and B...
Dude, I love Draymond Green. I told you that.
If you could have a third A on your team, you wouldn't take Draymond Green?
I didn't say I didn't think he was a great player. He is a great player.
But the way he... Okay, second round pick... A guy who played 4 years in college. He's the best. He's one
we
of the best.
We all agree. We love Draymond Green.
No, it's the stuff around it.
I dared to say that I understood why you might not like Draymond Green.
Why? Because he's one of my favorite professional athletes. Why would you bring up that name? You could say anyone else's. Bergeron and Draymond Green. Those are the two guys I don't want you talking about.
I got it. Okay.
But I think I might even hate...
Oh, yeah, and Sammy D, please. Thank you.
Right.
I might hate Kevin Durant more than I hate Drake. Like, I've got more ammo, like, on Kevin Durant. Like, Kevin Durant...
Drake
to me
is a nerd.
Okay, Kevin Durant is a ring chaser.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like Kevin Durant either. Drake is an exceptional nerd. And when he runs around... My take on Drake has become... Not like it's annoying, who does he think he is, too. You are a giant nerd. Like, just a spazzy nerd.
Somebody said
with
that.
Your dumb Kevin Durant and Steph Curry tattoos.
That's
what, nerdy. Like, what are you, the Xana dude? Like, I mean, and then he runs around going, basketball!
I'm not joking. I bet he thought that by getting those tattoos, it would lure them to come to the Raptors. dude, Drake's got to tattoo you, man. You need. You should go.
He is the Raptors' global ambassador.
I bet he honestly in his head thought if he got a Kevin Durant tattoo, he would come there.
Well, you know he wants to be friends with all these guys desperately.
He is friends with a lot of those guys.
Of course he is. He's a mogul. But admit that from all these...
Athletes want to be musicians. Musicians want to be athletes.
Okay. But of all, like... all the famous hip hop artists right now, like all he is far and away the worst.
You're talking about as guys like as big as he is, yeah. People who are at that level,
yes,
I agree.
Yes.
I can't stand his music. I can't stand Drake. I hate mumble rap. I can't stand anything. What's that? The Hotline Bling is an awful song.
So is God's Plan.
And God's Plan is even worse than Hotline Bling. Now that you mention that,
Stan, go ahead.
Stan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Stan,
hey,
which is what you would call Drake, but go ahead. Yes.
What?
He's a Stan.
Dude, Stephen Curry, ever since he won that first championship, his head has gotten, I don't know, how big? I swear, the way he carries himself on the court, it's easy to hate Stephen Curry now. I get it, he's a great shooter, but you know what? Come on, you got to put the ego aside. He's not one of the best ever.
No. You see, he's the best shooter. He's going to be the best shooter ever.
The best shooter in the history of basketball.
He will be the best shooter. Matter of fact, I think it's an argument that he's the best player right now in the NBA. There's an argument to be made.
I don't agree with that. No, I don't agree with that either. But I find him and Harden, they're most fascinating people to watch play in the NBA and for different reasons. The way Steph Curry gets it, I know this isn't play into why you hate him, but the way Curry gets his shot off is insanity.
Yes. I mean, it's so quick. It's like the quickest release I've seen.
I can't even figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
And Harden's great because A, he won't pass, and B, he takes shots from half court.
How many points did he score without an assist? He had that streak in the middle of the season.
It was something like
100-something points without like an assist.
When I was in Turks and Caicos, like all they did was play NBA games from like the day before.
Uh-huh.
And every time there was a Rockets game on, we were like,
"You gotta watch!"
Like an outdoor bar. Like,
yeah.
I just find myself going, "What the hell is going on?"
That's Mike D'Antoni for you. That's it. Just give the ball to one guy, let him dribble around for 95% of the time.
This is an MVP guy.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. I love to see what happens if he ever plays in a different offense than this. And once, because D'Antoni apparently didn't renegotiate his contract, he's got 1 year left, and then he's going to leave. I can't wait to see. Harden will still be a great player, but he won't be 37 points a game great.
Yeah, I mean, he's a scorer. I don't know if he's a great player. He's a scorer. I mean, he doesn't even attempt to play defense, which is also fun.
No, D'Antoni's the whole team doesn't play defense.
All right, so here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
We had a superstar on this stage tonight. But I want y'all to know one thing. This is 985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
By the way, have you heard that there's this new documentary that just came? I haven't seen it, but it's the Wu-Tang Clan documentary.
I have.
Of Mics and Men.
I've seen of Mics and Men. Yes.
Oh, you saw it
twice. Oh, yeah, it's three episodes.
Okay. Does it go back to like the early days?
Yes.
Or okay, so it's not just like what's going on now. It's not like a reunion tour type of like.
Yeah, and it has stuff that I didn't know. Like the GZA was a rapper called Genius, and he had these like corny songs. He was signed before he was in Wu-Tang Clan, which I never knew. Yeah, it's really, really good.
Okay. Where did you see it? Like, was it Netflix or what?
Showtime.
Okay.
Yeah, of Mics and Men. I can recommend it highly.
All right. I want to see that.
I can recommend that. And I can also, as you would say, I think you should leave are two things that I am enjoying.
It's the hardest I've laughed since Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule. I think you should leave.
Yeah. Fairly similar. All right, so on after the game on, what was that?
Wednesday night. Game two, yep.
We had Bird and Nick double-teaming it, going out there and getting audio. And Rich, I'm told they talked to the same person.
There was some poaching that happened with one of the people. Now, at least that, okay, so Bird thinks that it was Nick who poached it from Bird. And I believe from the audio, that's exactly what happened. I think there was a situation where Bird did the interview, and then Nick was just like, well, I think this person's probably pretty good, and I just want to make sure Bird didn't screw it up, so I want to do it.
Or, Bird, I heard the interview. I think you screwed it up. And I'm going to do this right.
And I don't know if that's a high five on Nick's side, like, all right, wait, good looking out, or if that's a complete dick move. I can't figure it out.
Okay.
Can I get a quick vote in the room? Was that Nick being a good employee, or was that a dick move?
That's a Nick C block. I'm going to go with that.
All right, Nick, all right. Trying to steal some glory.
Oh, Nick, you did it again. You screwed up.
All right, so...
Nick got upset that everyone was asking about his dad again.
Yes, he did.
And now they want to hear your heart. How often do people want to listen to your heart? It happens all the time now. Every time it gets audio, it's like, we hear your hot dick, kid. You got a fake hat.
Let's Taylor Wayne it here.
Want to listen to your heart. All right, here we go. It is, should I go with Bird?
Start first? With Bird first.
Okay. And you be the judge.
Like, who did the better job?
Yes. Or who took whom away?
Hey, is this for radio?
What is it?
Hey, is this for radio?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What you think of the game tonight?
Amazing.
Six anyway. How was it amazing?
It was amazing because we went to the finals all together.
Okay. Who's your favorite player?
I'd have to say Bergeron.
Why?
Because he's
f***ing
amazing.
Why is he amazing?
Because he's hot and amazing altogether.
What, you say Bergeron's the hottest on the team? I don't think so.
Who's a bigger hunk?
Pasta. Of course. What's up, guys?
Oh, now I got to run down the honks in my head. McCarlo's a tall drink of water. Oh, boy, hunks.
McAvoy.
Oh, I mean, there's...
McAvoy's not a hunk.
He's a hunk.
It's Chucky Cheeks.
Yeah, he's got baby fat on.
No, DeBrusque. DeBrusque is the man name.
Okay, that's fair.
Come on.
DeBrusque is like a young buck.
And Pasternak, he's got a little something.
Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. I'm looking out for you,
Pasternak. How do you get that body, Pasternak?
Pasta.
Okay, good.
Pasta bolognese.
Well, I think you look great.
Pasta meat sauce for lunch and pasta.
Well, it's working for you, you know?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
There's a couple of penalties happened tonight. One of the guys got really hurt. Are you concerned for him at all?
Yeah, I want Pasta to be okay. What the f***? That was...
Now, like, why did she go to the game? Like, I get it, and it's fun, and you went out with your friends. Like, why didn't she just go to a bar?
I know.
And tickets are how much?
I mean, so much money.
Unbelievable. Crazy. I mean... did she go with her boyfriend? Did she go with a bunch of friends?
I mean, it sounds like it. And you know what? That's just sometimes the tax you pay. Like, you've got your either, you know, and I don't care if you're...
There's the cost of doing business, Rich, and then there's the cost of really getting screwed.
Yeah,
I mean, you pay $1,200 for two tickets in the 300 section, and you have to sit next to that when you want to watch the Stanley Cup Finals game?
Also, even if you're trying to sleep with the woman for the first time, that's still a sucker move. Like, you don't drop
that
kind of money.
You got to pay $600 and you're trying to do that?
I mean, that's dinner.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And parking and like, T-shirts and whatever.
Yeah.
That's that's a $2,000 night?
Yeah. And I know that this is something that all of us could just go, well, that would never happen. But there are people who are married who want to go really bad, and they can't go unless they bring their significant other. And I think that's just the tax.
What are they, Mike Pence? They can't be without.
They share the same Facebook.
They can't be within 5 feet of another, the opposite sex, without the other one being there.
I have a friend who shares his Facebook page with his wife.
No, I'm sure.
And I'm
sure everything's going great there. That's just a sign that everything's hunky dory.
That was bullshit all day. 4 minute penalty on pasta, but no penalty. 2 minute penalty.
Okay.
I can tell this is a woman of great refinement who's used to the finer things in life.
Having a good time. Having a good time. Had a little bit to drink.
I'm just saying, that's a lot of money to pay.
She's defending you, Pasta, for a penalty that you didn't commit.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Pasta.
You owe her something. What do you think you'll give her?
Pasta.
Okay.
Pasta bowl. Pasta meat sauce for lunch and pasta.
And see where it goes from there.
Thanks.
All right, you guys have a good night.
You too. Woo!
I like that cup. Thanks, man. No problem. Have a good night.
Yeah, that's strong.
Oh, wait. Do you have to work tomorrow?
I own my own company. Woo!
She is the boss.
Woo! So I may or may not attend work. Woo!
I wonder if that's a Tony Angela situation and she bought the tickets.
It could be.
Oh, it's a good
now
price.
That now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now, if that's, then it's completely justifiable.
Angela, we're going to the Bruins game. Samantha, can you take no parties?
What did she have on all the tickets?
Monopoly.
She had a monopoly on all the tickets.
Ah. Yeah, that might be a who's the boss situation.
What the f***?
Yeah, okay, I got stop. So this is Knicks. We're going to Knicks now?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Bird. Bird okay. did that.
All right.
And, you know, it was a good recap. It was good. You did good.
And now Nick thinks there are unanswered questions.
And Nick says, not enough.
Okay.
Not enough. Here comes Nick swooping in.
What the f***?
Yeah, again.
See, I'm talking to you guys and Nick and pitches.
Look at who you got a picture with.
Look at the picture.
Catherine Tappan.
Catherine Tappan. I went to a wedding with her.
I didn't get a...
Woo! There was Nick just saying, hey, I went to a wedding with Catherine Tappan. Just wanted you to know.
Whose wedding?
It was like a friend of that, a mutual friend of yours and Catherine Tappan's. You just want them to know that.
Interesting.
They're running in the same circle.
Oh, Nick.
I was catering the affair. Oh, so sausage and pepper and meatballs.
Catherine Tappan. I went to a wedding with her.
I didn't get a...
You're talking to us.
I'm guessing. Are you the brother?
I'm the brother.
Okay.
Yes, I'm the brother.
I could tell with the woo.
With the woo.
St. Louis Bruins in 5. Woo!
You don't want
it. That's Bird.
Is it?
If you're
really?
I'm Nick from the show.
Oh, Nick.
Are you really?
What's up, brother? Hey, how's it going?
I'm Bird.
I don't, man. Everett.
Yep.
I'm Joe.
Charles.
Nick.
Nice.
Woo!
I'm Joe.
I'm from Medford.
Nick.
Nice.
Nick.
There it is.
Wow.
I said Quincy. I was close.
It's like they all just start comparing cities. Hey.
You're like Neil Armstrong. How did you get here?
Right, it's like they've traveled so far.
All the way from Medford.
Oh, my goodness. You had to take two train lines.
Honey, you'll never guess. I met a man from Medford. And he was just like you and me. I think we should get over our silly differences.
And have town peace.
I'm from Charlestown. I came a whole half a mile to be here.
I give you a peace offering. Half of a Kelly's roast beef sandwich.
What kind of currency do you use? We use that currency as well.
By the way, as far as, you know, her not knowing what happened in the game, that's obviously kind of ridiculous. Have you watched again the Grizzly hit and the guy in the front row not even looking at it?
Yes.
And checking his phone out?
I did.
You are on the glass. The play is in right in front of you. And it
tickets
was like,
for about $1,600 a pop.
You had if you're on the glass,
yeah.
Oh, you're paying at least $2,000. At least $2,000 on the glass.
Well, as I said, I had a guy who's got game 5. He's 5 rows off and paid $1,600.
Well, that's one of the things you flinch at. Like, it's so close to you, like you would be flinching. How are you checking your phone when the action is coming right towards you? Like, it's like you had a warning.
It's businessman. You overseas stocks. The Chinese market was open. Well, there you have it.
Bird, I think you did a fine job. Did a fine, fine job.
Did you get pissed at Nick when you saw him talking to her? Like right next to you. Like walked up right after you were done.
No, because she brought up something in her life that she... Are you going to play that or no?
No.
No, she's like, oh, I just got divorced Friday. And Nick's like, oh, let me talk to you. I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah, I cut that whole thing out because it really was not good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. All right, you got a divorce. Great.
Bird wins.
So Bird might win.
Well, Bird took this one.
After you guys like all compared the cities you were from, did you like do some cool dance together? Did you teach him the Everett handshake? Just like a slap across the mouth.
No, not handshake to a guy from Medford. Nah,
what are you,
not
stupid.
Yet. No, that's too early for that.
The Everett handshake is just the curly woo, and then you poke him in the eye.
Do you like Tom Brady?
You know what the currency is?
What's that?
Dunkin' Donuts cards.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's how they exchange stuff.
Who's your favorite player?
You all together.
I like Tom Brady, too.
Our differences are what make us great.
They start walking around like in a circle, sizing each other up like two dogs in a playpen.
Start sniffing each other's butts.
Is that Dracot Noir that you're wearing? I am wearing it as well. I myself have Calvin Klein Eternity on. All right. Very good. We've talked to this guy before, right? Tony Luftman? No.
No, we had Tony Luftman on. Isn't it somebody different?
Oh, okay. So it's someone else. All right. We will talk to that someone else from the NHL Network in just a matter of moments.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.